Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have never seen the YouTube series Drumeo, you should absolutely check it out, because what they do is they take very popular drummers and they ask them to play drums to a popular song that they've never heard before.
It's one of my favorite things to watch. They'll take like a well-accomplished, well-known metal drummer and then like have them play like a song that like a rock song or even like a Taylor Swift song, not hearing the drums, just hearing everything but the drums, and see what kind of drum parts they create, which makes you realize how important, okay, I'm biased because I'm a drummer,
but how important
a drummer is to a freaking song. Because it can change it. Like Chad Smith, when he did a certain song, it changes the vibe.
The Mike Portnoy Taylor Swift one was amazing.
Yes.
So John Stamos was part of the Drumeo family
recently.
Uncle Jesse. And they had him try to play along with Papa Roach's Last Resort without ever having heard that song before.
First of all, John Stamos has got the coolest drum set, because it looks like they went to his place as opposed to him going to their studios. It's like this red, white, and blue glitter. And like, he's an accomplished drummer. He's played drums with the Beach Boys and with some other artists as well. Granted, he's not an accomplished metal drummer, though.
Well, this is the setup of his segment.
We'll play you a song with the drums removed.
Okay.
And then you can come up with your own drum part. And then at the end, we'll play you the original version with the drums in. We'll tell you what it is, who played on it.
Sound good? I don't want anything like, you know, Rush or...
I won't give you any...
Because Rush sucks.
That's no! Right. It's because it's too hard for anyone.
Yes.
Rush or...
I won't give you any Prague or Meshuggah or anything.
What's Meshuggah?
Oh my God, he's such a sweet old man.
Although you say that, then you look at the video and he looks younger than all of us.
I mean, I think
how is that possible?
What is he, like early 60s? But he's a fine man.
He's like 60-ish going on 27. It's insane how good that dude looks.
This is some of the audio of him playing the song.
And again, like, he does not know the drum part. So he's just playing along to the bass to the bass guitar and vocals and nothing else. I love that he actually turned it into like a more like high speed drum part. You would think the Beach Boys guy would tone it down a little
right?
bit.
I totally dig it.
No, you did a great job.
Well, then they unveiled to you, Uncle Jesse, who the band was.
And this will make all of us feel maybe a little old.
Woo! We got it, dude.
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
Okay, first of all.
Oh, no.
I never thought of Jacoby's voice sounding like Ozzy, but I can almost hear it.
Oh, God. That just...
That Ozzy Osbourne?
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
No, but good guess.
Oh, really?
The band, have you ever heard of Papa Roach?
I have, but I don't know the music at all.
The song. Yeah, if you knew the music, you would know that freaking song.
Because that's the song. I mean,
if you're going to know any Papa Roach songs, it's that one.
The song is called Last Resort, and the drummer is Dave Buckner. The song is massive on YouTube. It has...
Is it new?
No, it's...
And you.
No, it's from 2003.
I wasn't born then. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's got 246 million views on YouTube.
What is YouTube?
I love him.
Stamos is just sweating. Like, that song was like a full-on cardio workout for him. It was pretty freaking... It was awesome.
Oh, for sure.
And I mean, I feel like that the Papa Roach song I mean, you joked and said new and new. I would put that as maybe the all-time great new metal song. Is that a Limp Bizkit?
I was just going to say, over Limp Bizkit, Rolling.
You know, but I mean, as far as staying power,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Papa Roach kind of went out of favor for a little bit. I never gave up on them, but some people did.
It also has one of probably the coolest intros in music in general.
Yeah, I feel like Papa Roach's Last Resort has never really gone away. Like, it's always been a song that, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people love. Hell, I mean, Danny, it's not even an emo song, but you play it at emo night at Numo's. Which is what? Is this weekend?
Yes.
This Friday night?
This Friday. And it always hits hard. I mean, and there are like other new metal songs we can play, but I think that something about Papa Roach and even like I would argue like Linkin Park, like they both kind of just like teeter that line of like, we all listen to that as emo kids. And so now it's like acceptable to get into. But that's the only one. You don't play anything else by Papa Roach. Like,
no.
You don't play Scars. It's just Last Resort.
That's funny how that is. It's just, that's the one.
So we are all obviously new metal appreciators.
Well, I was shocked because I went online to say that Pop Roach has got to be the number one new metal song of all time. And then I go online and it's not. But it was by Spin Magazine, which is a pretty reputable music magazine. They put it at number two.
Oh, boy.
Not number one.
Well, I bet that someone listening right now is a new metal aficionado. If you like your new metal, call now because we want to put you to the test.
Nobody a bigger aficionado than Danny, who's wearing a red baseball cap backwards. Didn't even talk about great timing.
It's very dursty, for sure.